Audrey joins me once again, because this is such a long reading. I don't want you to go to sleep in the middle of my reading, so maybe her voice as well as mine might keep you awake. It's a story of blessing, or blessing denied, I guess you might say. It's a story of Jacob and his mother and father and twin brother. It's a story of we'll hear now from the 27th chapter of Genesis. When Isaac was old and his eyes were so weak that he could no longer see, he called for Esau, his older son, and said to him, "My son." "Here I am," he answered. Isaac said, "I am now an old man and don't know the day of my death. Now then, get your equipment, your quiver and bow, and go out to the open country and to hunt some wild game for me. Prepare me the kind of tasty food that I like and bring it to me to eat, so that I may give you my blessing before I die."
Now Rebekah was listening as Isaac spoke to his son Esau. When Esau left for the open country to hunt game and bring it back, Rebekah said to her son Jacob, "Look, I overheard your father say to your brother Esau, 'Bring me some game and prepare me some tasty food to eat, so that I may give you my blessing in the presence of the Lord before I die.' Now, my son, listen carefully and do what I tell you. Go out to the flock and bring me 2 choice young goats, so I can prepare some tasty food for your father, just the way he likes it. Then take it to your father to eat, so that he may give you his blessing before he dies."
Jacob said to Rebekah, his mother, "But my brother Esau is a hairy man, while I have smooth skin. What if my father touches me? I would appear to be tricking him and would bring down a curse on myself rather than a blessing."
His mother said to him, "My son, let the curse fall on me. Just do what I say. Go and get them for me." So Esau, that is Jacob, went and got them and brought them to his mother, and she prepared some tasty food just the way his father liked it. Then Rebekah took the best clothes of Esau, her older son, which she had in the house, and put them on her younger son, Jacob. She also covered his hands and the smooth part of his neck with the goat skins. Then she handed to her son, Jacob, the tasty food and the bread she had made.
He, Jacob, went to his father and said, "My father?" "Yes, my son," he answered. "Who is it?" Jacob said to his father, "I am Esau, your firstborn. I have done as you told me. Please sit up and eat some of my game, so that you may give me your blessing." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Let's pray. O God, may the words of my mouth, the message of this day, bring joy and commitment and life into all of our hearts, so that we may serve you with joy and strength in the power of your blessing. Amen. We've been in the book of Genesis together since my coming, and as I look at this first book of the Bible with you, I am just blessed and amazed to see how faithful God is. God promises a blessing for this world, this old, conflicted world, with so much pain and agony and anger and strife. God says, I will not give up on you. I will bless you and I will be faithful. And so God calls together a people to be the blessing. And the wonderful part of that is that so many of them say yes. Yes. I will be part of your people of blessing. I will be a part of your covenant for the world, that the whole earth will be blessed. Yes. I will be your people. And so many have followed in that yes. We call them the saints. I'm an amateur saint, not professional. I imagine you are as well. There's so many people who have blessed us, haven't there been? So many people who have loved us. So many people who have been kind to us on this day when we remember All Saints Sunday, all of the saints. We give thanks that we are part of this, what the book of Hebrews in the New Testament calls the cloud of witnesses. Actually, it doesn't say that. It says the great cloud of witnesses. And the imagery is a race. And the cloud of witnesses and the saints in our lives and all of the world surround us and encourage us. I was I loved to run when I was young. I was on track in high school and college. And I remember that one of the things that we did during the track meet when someone was running, when one of our teammates was on the cinders running, we would station ourselves about every 100 yards around the track, 440 yards around. So we would, four or five of us, we would get around the track. And when our teammate would be running, as he came in our presence, we would say, keep it up, keep it up, keep it up. I remember when I was running, there were times when I wanted just to fall to the ground. But about the time I wanted to fall to the ground, there would be another teammate, and he would be saying to me, keep it up, keep it up. And instead of falling to the ground, I found strength for another step and another until the race was finished. We need people in our lives who will tell us that. Don't give up. Keep running. I'm with you. We are with you. God is with you. And all of the saints today are surrounding us here in this place. And they're saying to us, to each one of us, don't ever give up. Keep running. You're loved. You're welcomed. You're blessed. I'm with you. We are with you. And so on this special day, we are reminded that we don't run this race by ourselves. We are so blessed to have those people in our lives who encourage us and love us. That's our job for one another. That's my job, and that's your job, is to be that word of blessing, the word of encouragement to those who run the race with us. And someday we'll join the cloud of witnesses, and we'll be surrounding those who are left behind. We will never leave this world, will we? We will never be apart from what happens when we're gone, because then we will join this great cloud of witnesses and we will cheer those who follow us and encourage them and bless them still. The blessings never stop. It is true, however, that even though so many of these saints blessed us and said yes before we did, they were not perfect. Saints come to us as imperfect. The New Testament book of Hebrews says that we are earthen vessels. That the treasure that we have, the treasure is Christ, God's love and grace, this wonderful treasure, this priceless treasure that is in us. But we are the earthen vessels that carry it. We are not perfect. That's good news, isn't it? To know that we are all together in that. That we could never look down on any other human person as being less than we are, because we are all earthen vessels. We've all failed, and we have all stumbled, and we have all made terrible decisions. But yet the treasure is still in the earthen vessel. Of course, these earthen vessels, we've seen how, even in the book of Genesis, haven't we, that how terrible mistakes are made. We have Noah, who cursed his son in a drunken fit. He cursed the wrong son, even. And then we have Abraham, who not once but twice tried to peddle his beautiful wife off to somebody, some other men, because he was afraid that because she was so beautiful, they might kill him and take her. But not once, but twice. You can have her. Take her. And then we have Sarah, his beautiful wife, who watches the surrogate mother have the baby that she wanted to have. The surrogate mother has the baby, but then she becomes jealous of Hagar and this baby, this firstborn son of Abraham's, Ishmael. And she browbeats her husband over and over and over again. Send them out. Send them away. And finally, with a broken heart, Abraham sends Ishmael the baby and Hagar the mother out into the wilderness to die. Sarah was guilty of attempted murder. You see, these are people like us. They carry the blessing. They carry God's blessing and goodness. But they are so flawed, just like we are. I find that to be good news. We're all together in this. No one of us can ever look down. We are all down, all looking up, all wanting to know that in because of what we've done, can we still be part of the blessing? And the good news, of course, is that God won't give up us on us. God will not give up on us. And the story we read today, of course, continues this. It's a story of deceit, a story of lies, duplicity, because we have this mother who is favorable to the second son, Jacob. He's the mama's boy. He's got smooth skin. He stays around the tents and helps her cook. And then there's the older twin, Esau. He's hairy. He's a hunter. He's daddy's boy. He likes to be outside. He likes to hunt and fish. And mama has this scheme that she's going to have her boy, the younger of the two, receive the blessing rather than the older. It never stops. Not only do we see dysfunctional individuals here in the book of Genesis, but we see dysfunctional families. Individuals and families both acting out of dysfunction. Someone once said, all God's children got dysfunction. Isn't that the truth? And yet God is faithful. And we are called to be a blessing. That's our job. To be a blessing. I know that's not easy. That's not easy sometimes. There are people in our lives who are toxic. And sometimes we find that it's necessary to remove ourselves from that relationship. A relationship in which it is so harmful to us that we cannot let it endure. A toxic relationship. But even when we do that, we pray for the other person all the more. And there are people in our lives who are a burden to us. New Testament has this word called forbearance. That's a great word. There are people in our lives that we just bear them. They are a burden to us because they never carry their own weight. We can't trust them because they make promises and they never keep them. And because they're so difficult to live with. And so we carry in our quiver of spiritual gifts forbearance. We bear it. We continue to love them anyway. And so this day we are grateful that the blessing never dies. The blessing, God is committed to that blessing. God will not give up on the world. God will not give up on you. God will not give up on me. God will not give up on them. We are called to be a blessing, to bless the world, to bless people in our lives, to bless our communities. This is what God's new race, new people do in and for the world. God will not give up. And we will not give up. We will bless because that's what we're called to do. Thank God. Let us pray. God, thank you for calling us to a high calling that takes all of our energy and intelligence and strength. You do not call us to things that are small. but things that are great, to carry in our hearts a largeness, a bigness, and a greatness that allows us not to be people of the world, but people of your calling. Give us this gift and give us your strength. In Jesus' name, amen.